Some analysts predict a savings bank could generate up to 50% of the Postal Service's revenue. Sheldon Guerin is a Princeton University scholar who's taken a look at the concept.
You would walk in, and one of the tellers would be what you see in Japan and Europe. It would say Postal Financial Services or Postal Saving. There'd be an ATM, obviously, in the post office, and again, that's something you'd see anywhere in the world. And then there might be these other products. There might even be small loans. There might be a small mutual fund that you could buy. And again, it would look like a bank.
Guerin made his case Tuesday at a New America Foundation discussion about personal savings and the postal service. Other countries have banking services at post offices. Japan's Post Bank, for example, has become the world's largest for personal savings. Guerin believes the concept is a solid way to help right-size the U.S. Postal Service.
It wouldn't necessarily do things so differently from your bank. It'll just do them properly. It's not going to gouge you. It's going to be on your side. It's going to encourage you to save more money. But in many respects, it's not going to give you fancy services. But for basic banking services, it's going to give them to you at the best price possible and in a way that helps you.
If the idea of a postal bank sounds like it happened before, that's because it did. The old Post Office Department, before it became the Postal Service, offered savings tools for more than half the 20th century. But Congress got rid of it in 1966 after banking reform and other changes made the system obsolete. And the Postal Service is fighting to keep it that way. Spokesman David Partenheimer.
We are constantly looking at the experiences of other countries, what's worked for them, and how our operations are different than other countries. And, you know, there's so many banks that in this country that we don't believe that entering into agreement with in the banking industry would be solve our financial problem.
That disappoints Guerin, who says the agency is missing a real opportunity.
I think they need to get out more. Given the problems they have, they should be looking very seriously at postal financial services. They should, at least some of them, go to the rest of the world. Post offices are very internationally linked. Mail gets delivered amongst them. They have very good communications, and I'm actually surprised that you encountered that reluctance. Hopefully that will change.
The Postal Service is expecting a $14 billion loss this year, but Partenheimer says the solution to the agency's money problems lies elsewhere, not in banking.
What we're looking for is something where we can take advantage of our delivery platform. I mean, we reach every address in the country through our delivery network. So what we're looking at is new ways to grow revenue that take advantage of that delivery platform. And that's what we're focused on.
The Postal Service has proposed numerous ideas to improve its financial picture. For example, it says reducing its delivery week from 6 days to 5 would save about $3 billion each year. It's also working to improve retail services and consolidate its delivery network, but leaders say banking would be a distraction. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.